You'll never guess who I ran into today.
Who?
Brenda Mizell.
Lumpy? Oh, I haven't seen Lumpy since graduation. Poor sweet old Lumpy.
Yeah, braces, glasses, and allergies.
Remember that sneeze?
That's how I recognized her. I was standing on the corner in front of Saks and I heard someone choking a turkey. I turned around and there she was.
Still a mess?
Well, as messy as you can be in Mink.
Oh?
Well, she married an investment broker.
Well, good for her. They're safe and predictable.
He also skydives. He's a published poet and his name is Thor.
She still had those stubby little fingers.
Well, I couldn't tell with all the diamonds.
Ooh, I never liked her.
Me neither. Look at this picture. Do you remember when we took the kids skiing in Central Park?
What a coincidence. Here is the bill for your x-ray.
Have you got the grocery bill there?
No.
Oh, good, because I'd like to have a cup of coffee, and I don't want to feel guilty about it.
What did you buy at the 8th Street Boutique?
Why?
Well, I want to know if it's deductible.
It was your birthday present.
You only spent $17.95 for my birthday?
It was reduced from $42.50.
Well, it's the thought that counts.
Oh, this milk is sour.
That's plaster of Paris.
Were they out of milk?
No. Chip mixed it up for his map.
Oh, I hope I didn't ruin his project. I think I just drank Ecuador.
Come look, I finished another doll. The Fabulous 50s.
Oh, that's terrific. What's this on the skirt?
Snoopy.
No. Jan, it has to be a poodle.
Why?
Because that's the way it was.
Why?
Because in the 50s, children didn't question their parents. That's what made them fabulous.
Guess what they just got into the record store? The new Michael Jackson cassette. Great, let's get it.
We got it.
All right.
Jan, your project.
Mom, it's not Doodle next week.
Allie.
Remember when Sergeant Pepper came out?
Go on. Isn't this cute?
That is so adorable.
How's Emma's project going?
Oh, great. She finished it.
Finished?
Yeah, it's right over there on the desk.
Dead leaves?
Yeah.
Chip is upstairs making a map of the world out of plaster of Paris.
I know.
To show how countries have changed over the years. Jenny is making doll clothes for 20 dolls to show how fashions have evolved over 100 years. Emma pastes 8 dead leaves on cardboard. Do you notice a pattern here?
Yeah. You push your kids too much.
No. I do not push them. I challenge them.
What's the difference?
Push means that you set goals for the children that they may not have for themselves, and then you push them towards those goals. Challenge means that you set goals for your children that they may not have for themselves, and then you push them. All right, okay, so it means the same thing. What is wrong with pushing?
Look, Emma's always been an average student. I accept her that way.
Yeah, and therefore she accepts herself that way.
Sounds like we have two happy people here.
Oh, Kate.
I don't want to be like my mother.
Well, you've got to accept some responsibility.
I don't want you to be like my mother either.
Your mother wasn't that bad.
When I think of all the Saturdays I wasted at ballet class.
They were not wasted. You stopped walking like a duck.
I never walk like a duck. I walk like a penguin.
All I am saying...
I know what you're saying.
You going upstairs to talk to Emma?
I'm going upstairs to either talk to Emma or to get away from you. I haven't made up my mind yet. I'll decide on the way up. Could we talk privately for a minute?
You want Jenny to leave?
I think she's already gone.
Emma, I was looking at your school project.
Yeah, what do you think?
Oh, I think it's great.
Only what?
Well, it seemed kind of easy, you know, not very challenging.
You've been talking to Allie.
No, she's been talking to me.
What did she say?
Well, she thinks we could both do better, you know, if you tried harder and I pushed harder.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. What do you think?
I'm not the mother.
Sure, you got the easy part. Look, I think, you know, maybe Allie's right. Maybe 5 minutes isn't very long to spend on a big school project.
You know, Mom, everything was fine before Chip and Jenny moved in. Face it, they're just smarter than I am.
Says who?
Says me. Mom, I've always been a C student, and I always will be. So why don't you just tell Allie that?
Hold it. This is not Allie talking anymore. This is me talking. I think it's about time that we do something about this.
Well, did you ever have to do a project?
Sure, I did a project once on pollution.
Really? What'd you do?
Dead leaves.
Face it. It's in my blood.
I did another project once. I did a movie.
You did?
Yes. It was a lot of fun.
You know, Mrs. Goodman said anyone could borrow the video recorder. Maybe I could make a movie.
That's terrific.
What was yours on?
Cesar Chavez and the Exploitation of the Grape Workers. Don't lock yourself into that.
Do you really think I could do it?
Why not? Let me hear you say quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set.
What power? What authority?
Maybe I should be the mother.
Not so fast. I think I'm getting the hang of this. Nice talking to you, Jen.
Hey, Emma, tape me.
Just a second. First, I have to put the cassette in.
Oh, you got the camera. Terrific. You know, I just passed that construction site on the corner, and I thought it might be terrific if you went to construction sites all around the city to show our changing world through architecture.
I've already got an idea.
Oh, great. What?
Us.
What us?
Us. I was thinking about ideas last night, and I realized the biggest change I ever saw was right here when you guys moved in.
It's our changing world, not our changing house.
Yeah, but the reason you guys moved in is because you're divorced. Now, what is more part of our changing world than divorce?
Don't have to be so happy about it.
So me, I'm a child of divorce.
Later. First, I want to start with Allie making dinner.
Why?
Because that's what you do. Go ahead, Allie. Make dinner.
Suddenly I forgot how.
Oh,
no, wait. Just let me go and wash my hands. Don't shoot me from the back! I'm ready for my close-up, Miss DeMille.
Okay. Action. This is Allie. She's Jenny and Chip's mother, and she lives here because her husband Charles left her for another woman named Claire.
Take two.
Okay. Action. This is Allie. She and my mother have been best friends since high school. They're both divorced, and that's why we all live here in the house together. Now she's going to make dinner for us.
Hello, and welcome to our happy home.
I just got the worst haircut of my life. I'm going to nail this hat to my head and never take it off.
Emma, should we start over?
No, it's part of life.
Yes. One of the countless things a mother has to deal with in the course of her busy day. Won't you join me in the kitchen while I make dinner? Tonight, we're having meatloaf. It's one of our favorites.
I hate it.
Now, the secret to my meatloaf is Dijon mustard.
I hate it.
It gives it the tanginess we all love.
I love it.
Come home and don't ask. Mr. Sloan was a beast today. For 2 cents, I'd relocate his... Oh, you got the camera.
Making her movie.
And we're in it?
We are it. Two families in the changing world of divorce.
Hi, I'm Emma's mother.
Hey, Emma, I have to go to the bathroom. Want to film me?
Yeah!
Chip, don't you dare!
The changing world of divorce?
idea.
Oh, that's a great idea.
She's really excited about it.
Thanks for the push, Al.
It's okay.
He chickened out.
This is a terrific idea.
Quiet on the set. Action.
What are we supposed to do?
Just act naturally, as always.
That's how you always dress to make hamburger in pearls?
It's meatloaf, and look who's talking.
Okay, we're ready for the dinner scene.
If you're going to use that thing, I'm going to go eat in my room.
Oh, come on, Jenny, I need you.
Okay, just don't show me.
Chip!
Okay, let's go.
Dinner is served.
Oh, darn it, something went wrong. Could you do it again?
Yeah.
Not you, Chip, just the meatloaf.
Okay, let's go.
Dinner is served. Jenny, take off your hat. Chip, take off your face. Jenny, your hat.
I'd rather die.
It can't be that bad.
Well, yes, it is. I snuck a peek. She looks like Mr. T. Mother.
Hey, Emma, get a shot of this.
Chip, darling, not funny.
Come on, you guys, do something.
Da-da-da!
So, Kate, how was your day?
Oh, very nice, thank you. And yours?
Mine was fun. I think this might be a good time to tell you I washed your cashmere sweater.
Oh, thank you.
Don't thank me yet.
Oh?
I didn't know I was washing it. It was in with the sheets and towels.
In the machine? In the machine?
In hot water.
Was it harmed?
No, it's perfect. But not for you.
For whom?
Remember Jenny's swinging 60s doll? She now has a mini dress.
Oh, darn it, happened again.
You ruined my $120 cashmere sweater?
It wasn't my fault. It was in the hamper.
Yeah, but that's for hand wash.
Well, I didn't have time to sort. I had to shop, I had to cook, I had to vacuum. I do not do hand wash.
You have ruined probably the only cashmere sweater I will own in my entire life. Although there is a lot to be said for Orlon.
Here we are in day 3 of our changing world of divorce. And here's Allie, ready to make breakfast.
Sweetheart, you have me making breakfast 3 days in a row. Isn't that enough?
No, those were scrambled eggs. Today's French toast.
Is there any coffee yet? Oh, Emma, please.
No, there is no coffee because I am making French toast.
Okay, I'll make the coffee.
Could you guys get closer together?
Emma, please.
I have nothing to wear.
Why don't you go film Chip? He's got nothing to wear. Kate, I am going out of my mind. This morning, I walked out of my shower into a remake of Porky's.
I woke up at 1 o'clock this morning. I had the feeling I wasn't alone. I wasn't. There she was. But, Mom, I've got to get a shot of you snoring. I don't even snore. Well, I breathe freely.
Well, the main thing is I can't get one thing done around here, and the place is falling apart around us. What are we going to do?
I think we'll just have to tell Emma that her miniseries is canceled. Enough is enough.
Chip was really boring.
Emma, honey, cut.
But, Mom, I have to get everything.
I think you've got everything.
But, Mom, my project.
I know, but we have a project, too, honey. It's called Life. But that thing's kind of getting in the way.
Oh, but Mom, I was just getting into it. I wanted to shoot Charles tonight when he picks up Jenny and Chip.
So do I.
And Saturday with Dad.
I think Saturday with Dad's a great idea, but as far as we're concerned here, I think you've got enough. Honey, your movie's fantastic. It's great. You've got plenty.
Thanks a lot, Mom. I wish you'd have left me alone with my leaves. You pushed and you pushed, and as soon as it gets a little inconvenient, you bail out. Thanks a whole lot.
Emma. Now what?
I never interfere.
Allie, I've been thinking.
Step back, I'm waxing.
Forget the floor for a minute. Look, Emma was absolutely right. I had no right to do that to her. I built her up and then I just let her down. I've got to let her finish the film. I know that it's been inconvenient for you, so I'm going to tell her that from now on, you're not to be involved.
Do you mind? We are in the middle of the waxing scene. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Thanks for not interfering. Are the kids home yet?
Not yet. They had to stay at school to get their grades.
Oh, I've been a wreck all day. I'm so worried about Emma. I know that Chip and Jenny are going to get their usual A's. Oh, Chip's map was so adorable. And Jenny's really got your knack for sewing.
No, Jenny's got my sewing. I was up until 4 o'clock this morning.
I wish we'd seen Emma's. How do you think she'll do?
It's not the grade that matters. It's the effort.
Hi. Hi.
Hi. What'd you get?
Thought grades didn't matter.
Oh, shut up. What'd you get?
A.
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 Where's Emma?
She's still at school.
She had to stay after school?
What'd she get?
A.
A?
A, all right. Why'd they keep her after school?
They're setting up for parents' night. They're going to show the 5 best projects.
They're going to show the tape that Emma made of us on parents' night?
Uh-huh. They're going to show the tape that Emma made of us on parents' night?
And that concludes how our friend the caterpillar becomes our friend the butterfly.
That was boring.
Yeah, well, at least they don't have to walk out with a bag on their head.
And now for our last project, a home video by Emma McArdle.
In our changing world, one of the biggest changes is divorce. I should know. Everybody in my house is divorced.
If the shower scene is in, take me out back and shoot me.
Hello. Tonight, we're having meatloaf. It's one of our favorites.
I hate it.
Now, the secret to my meatloaf is Dijon mustard.
I hate it.
It gives it the tanginess we all love.
I love it. Hey, Emma, get a shot of this. When are you going to get him a cage?
Chip, darling, not funny.
No, how about this?
Chip, you wouldn't.
Oh, I think he would.
Chip, I'm warning you.
So am I.
Emma, I think filming is overexciting the children.
But this is life.
Not if they don't put down their spoons.
I will if you will. Darn it.
Emma, stop. Mom, make her stop.
Taping, you snore.
I don't snore. All right, I snore.
Chip, knock it off. Thank you. Chip, Mom's with me in charge. Thank you.
Come here, Emma. This is the last time you people out there in video land are going to see my brother alive. Because in 1 minute, I'm gonna get up and kill him.
Accident.
Great. Wait till Mom gets home.
Don't tell her.
Okay. But you're not allowed to talk to me for a week. Not one word, not one syllable.
Honey.
I'll tell.
Jenny, dinner.
What's going on?
I hate my nose.
I hate my nose and I hate my ears.
He hates his nose and we hate his mouth.
What's wrong with you? I hate my feet. Still not taking my hat off.
Okay, well, I'm not taking off my nose.
Mom, everybody will laugh at me.
No, they won't. So what if they do? So what? Laugh with them, that's what I'd do.
Me too.
Me too.
Honest, Jen.
No way.
How does Jean Shalit eat?
Well,
come on, Jen.
Okay. Promise me you won't laugh. Mm-hmm.
We promise. It's too quiet.
What do you mean?
You know, in those horror films, right before the creature strikes, it gets very quiet. Mm-hmm. Well, I know where my creature is. Where is yours? Here he comes now.
Ma? I had some plaster left over.
Oh.
Forget about the lamp.
And now for the comic relief in our film. I am going to make pancakes. This is also a test for truth in advertising because this package claims to be foolproof. They've not counted on this bowl. Aunt Jemima calling with advice. Hello, Vinny's Diner. Oh, hi, Max. This is Emma's father. You'll see him later when they frolic in the park. What? You're kidding, right, Max? Oh, for crying out loud, Max, you can't do this. She's waiting for you. This is very important, Max. You cannot do this. That can't wait till tomorrow. Way to go, Max. Look, honey, why don't you put that thing down for a minute, okay? Okay, look, something really important came up and your dad can't come. Now, you know it had to be important, otherwise he would be here. He would not let you down. He's going to call you later, okay? Okay, now back to that pancake that ate New York. Come on, Em, don't cry.
But he knew it was important.
I know, honey. It's just that, you know, your dad's like that. I'm not going to kid you. You know, sometimes he's a bigger kid than you are. That's what's wonderful about him. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. He loves you so much. You know, I think that if you could just accept him the way he is, that you have such a special dad, and you're lucky to have him. He's lucky to have you.
Okay, I think it's in focus. Okay, I got it. So, as you can see, divorce really causes changes. But in our case, it's not going too bad. The end.
Do these by hand, please. No bleach.
You're out of your mind, right?
No, I have in my possession the means to make you my slave for life.
What is it?
The famed shower sequence, all about Allie.
Where did you get all?
From Mr. Meade, from the high school's visual arts department. He thought you might like to see it.
You don't think he saw it, did you?
He must have. He wants to take you to dinner Friday night.
Must have been my good side.
You don't want to see it?
No one around who's caring. Along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.